I stepped aside from running in the Generals in early January. We wanted to ensure we maintained the Sinn Féin seat in the Sligo League from South Donegal constituency. And then the Sinn Féin surge came. And Matt's list, quite a number of them were elected as CDs in their own right. And I now find myself in the surprising and totally unexpected position of taking Matt's seat as an MEP. And I'm honoured and I'm humbled to be able to carry the Sinn Féin flag out in Brussels. And Matt was an excellent MEP. I'm sure he'll be an excellent TD and a front bencher in the upcoming Sinn Féin party within Leinster House. I'm looking forward to it. It's a massive challenge. I've gone from being a county councillor to now, as I said, an MEP. My constituency covers 13 counties. And I want to ensure that the Sinn Féin voice and the voice of Irish republicanism is heard loud and clear out in Brussels.
In terms of in terms of you taking over from Matt Carthy, as you said, a number of people were on the list that Matt Carthy would have submitted to Europe. Several of them got elected to Dáil Éireann. At what point did it become clear to you that you were going to be the one who would be bound for the European Parliament?
Probably a day or two after the counts were completed. There was a substitute list of six, and it's not a most perfect system. It's the EU system. The list is put together when Matt hands in his nomination papers. And, Matt put forward names that he would have the confidence in that if he was to step aside. And as I said, the calibre of the list is such that four of the six got elected as TDs. And probably the Tuesday or Wednesday after it, senior party people were contacting me and saying it was looking probable that I would have to step up. Take Matt's seat in Europe, and I was delighted and honoured to, as I said, it's a massive challenge, it's a steep learning curve, but the people of Sligo have elected me four times into local government. They know I'm a grafter, I'm a hard worker, so I put my head down, learn the depth of policy that's needed out there in Europe, and as I said, I want to ensure that there is a loud clarion voice for Irish republicanism for the Midlands Northwest constituency out in Brussels. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm up for it. I'm looking forward to working with Pádraig and Pearce, our TDs in Donegal, and indeed Martin Kenny in South Donegal. As we work together, there's going to be a very strong Sinn Féin team both here at national level and out in Brussels. So we'll work together. We'll work well. I'll, over the weeks and months ahead, learn what the broad EU and regional issues are for our constituency, and obviously Brexit and the potential fallout for our island is my priority. So as I said, I want to work well. We're part of the strong Sinn Féin team, and I'll be carrying the Sinn Féin banner out in Brussels.
One thing Matt Carthy had that you won't have is Martina Anderson representing the north of Ireland, working beside him. Will you now find yourself effectively acting as a surrogate MEP for those in Northern Ireland who still wish to maintain links with Europe, who still very much identify as being Irish?
Well, obviously, my first priority is as an MEP for Midlands Northwest, but I am the sole Sinn Féin MEP out in Brussels. And as an Irish Republican and as somebody who wants to see my country united and wants to articulate the issues on an all-Ireland basis, I will most definitely be representing all 32 counties and giving voice to all those who need it. So, as I said, I've already been in contact with comrades in the north in regards to how we articulate how Brexit works out for us all across the island, but obviously it has a more direct impact on the six counties and the border corridor. So I will be working hand in glove with colleagues all across the island, but especially those who are working around Martina and indeed Martina herself over the next weeks and months to articulate the Irish Republican position.